Welcome to the Guitar Channel. I am super happy to welcome you a new interview. I have on the other side of the Zoom connection, the one and only Gus G from Greece. Gus, how are you doing today?
Hi, Pierre. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm great. Last time we spoke, I think it was back in May 2020. We did, a Zoom call, right? To talk about the release of the Firewind album. That's correct?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
What's new since then? How was your life as a working musician in the middle of the pandemic?
Perfect. Yeah. Couldn't be better. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm sure. I've been at home since. Actually, I think we met briefly in Paris at the United Guitars.
It was in February. And then after that, in May, we did.
We did a phone call, yes. Yeah, for the album.
Exactly.
So, just to give you an example, United Guitar Show, that was a last performance of mine.
So 1 year ago, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been at home since basically last February. And we put out the Firewind album and then did nothing. Basically tried to, I mean, not do nothing. I did a lot of stuff from home. I've been adapting, kind of trying to reinvent the whole business model, as everybody did. I don't think I'm alone. I think all artists have tried to come up with ways to keep in touch with people, with their fan base, with everybody basically online, which is great. You know, I mean, internet is our best friend these days. A lot of things. I had time to work on my own pickups, which we are now releasing. I had time to work on more music. I've actually written and recorded a new album.
Okay.
I've been on lockdown, I did a new solo album. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things.
How did you try to adapt? What worked for you and what did not work when you tried to adapt?
I'm the kind of guy who adapts in any situation. I've learned that, you know, so I was never really, I never expected or took anything for granted. If you ask anybody who's worked with me over the years, they will tell you that I'm just like that. I am made like that. So if this is the new reality, so be it, you know. I'm used to playing shows. I mean, that's what I live for. But if we cannot do that right now, I find something else, and I can still play music for people in a different way, maybe through a live stream on my YouTube channel or, I've been creative at home. I'm lucky that I have a little home studio and I can write music. So it's okay. You know, I can't complain.
Do you think there is a business model in doing live stream, or it is still so young in the way people would be ready to pay to actually watch somebody play and not just pushing free content, and which is not a business model as we all know?
Yeah, I don't know yet. I've heard some examples. Some bands actually did really well. We didn't do any. We didn't try to sell any tickets for any live streams, because with Firewind we are all spread out Europe. Okay. We live in different countries, so we are not one of those bands that can do it right now. The only live streams that I've done are just, you know, like this here, sitting in my, you know, in my room and going live through YouTube. Just try to entertain people a little bit and hang out. So I didn't do it to try to sell something, you know, or sell a ticket or whatever. I don't know where this is going to go, if you ask me. We will have to see. We have to wait and see. Some bands have been successful at that. I don't know how others did and what they think. I haven't done it with my band, so I couldn't tell you. But I think it's definitely, since it's happening now, it'll definitely be a thing that will be here from now on. It will be here to stay. Now, I don't know at which level it's going to develop, but we will see.
What is the situation at the moment in Greece?
Well, you mean with COVID, right?
Yeah.
Well, the COVID cases are going down, so some of the lockdown measures are slowly being lifted, but everybody believes it's going to be temporary. The vaccination has started, but it's pretty slow.
And no live shows or no stuff like that, no concerts?
No concerts, no entertainment. Retail just opened like last week, so shops and stores are open and malls and stuff, but there's no entertainment, mm-hmm. no live shows, so none of that on the horizon. So we just have to wait and see. I guess it's similar in France, right?
Yeah, it's about the same. And I think they are talking about having a third lockdown. So the vaccination is starting to ramp up at the moment. And yeah, my best guess is that the next concert will happen maybe in autumn, but most probably the spring and summer season is already almost completely cancelled. We don't know yet because we don't have any visibility. Everybody is kind of deciding on a week per week basis, but yeah. That's the trend at the moment. All right, let's talk about gear. So you just released your pickups. So before we talk about Blackfire pickups, tell us, what did you use before and why did you want to develop new pickups? Because there are plenty on the market, right?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. I used to be with Seymour Duncan. Okay. I played Seymour Duncan pickups forever, like, I don't know, since I was a teenager, I guess. At some point, I started working closely with them. We developed a signature model. It was out in the market for a number of years, about 8 or 9 years. And yeah, I think, you know, it was like a couple of years ago that I just decided I wanted to, I mean, it's been a thing for a few years in my mind that I wanted to make changes and I wanted to be able to have different pickups as well. And yeah, I just had an idea of starting my own little business, you know, maybe just making my own pickups and installing them into my own signature models and basically go from there and see what happens. Mm-hmm.
So eventually it might include, I don't know, pedals, amp or stuff like that, or you really want to focus on pickups only?
I've already done a pedal a couple of years ago. It was not under the Blackfire label. It was just like as a, you know, under my name. Mm-hmm. It was called the Speed Demon. It's an overdrive pedal, which did very well actually. And I didn't expect that. And so that was kind of like the test, mm-hmm. so to speak, that made me realize, hey, maybe I can do this on my own. You know, maybe this is a way to go. Like, where do you go after like an endorsement or a signature product? I guess you kind of, the next level is to own the company. So,
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it came out of a necessity just to be able to do whatever I want, whenever I want, without having to present my idea to people and get approval of everybody and then wait for 18 months until they have the capacity to do it and all those kind of things, you know? So I just wanted to skip all that. I'm like, you know what? I can, you know, the time has come to invest into my own thing. And this is where it started from, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So what did you want to achieve with the pickup? So you have two models, right? You have the Immortal and the Proteus. So what was the goal? What's the goal of the pickups?
Well, the goal is basically it started with sound that I like, and I think it would be good, not only suitable for me, but obviously suitable for other players that are, you know, that are playing this style, hard rock, heavy metal styles. So this was a starting point for me. Of course, I have to like it first. And this has been like that with every product that I've ever designed, whether it's an amp or a pedal or a guitar. And it was the same philosophy behind the pickup. Mm-hmm. I wanted to, I've been playing active pickups for 10 years, but before that I started out with passive pickups. So I wanted to introduce a passive model as well. And that's what the Immortal is. You know, it's a passive pickup, which, you know, we designed specifically for this guitar here, okay. The San Dimas model that we put out last year. And then I have the Proteus model, which is an active set, which is on my Star guitars. So this was the goal, you know, to create a passive and an active model based on my needs. Yeah, mm-hmm. I can tell you, I went back and forth, you know, with prototypes, yeah, for a long time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And so can you do a little demonstration maybe of both of neck and bridge pickup and maybe walk us through the kind of color you can get with your pickups?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll try. I mean, this is the, this is obviously the immortal pickup. This is passive.
Okay.
So I'm using a high gain sound now. It responds very well, obviously, to, you know, volume swells. This is the bridge position, you know, obviously I wanted to have that kind of bite. So yeah.
Okay, and is
sweet
it
and full sound, yeah.
Is it possible to split the pickup, or you are against splitting pickup?
No, I'm not against. It's yeah. possible, you know, yeah. it's a four connector, but I don't use it on my guitar.
Okay.
So, but it's possible for those that want it, because people have been asking me about that. So yeah, you can do that.
Mm-hmm. And if you compare to, I don't know, known reference from Seymour Duncan, so how close they are to reference pickup, I don't know, like the SH4 or the JB from Seymour Duncan, you know, these kind
yeah.
of pickups.
I would say, think of a Duncan distortion type of pickup, you
okay.
know, with a ceramic magnet.
So this is a ceramic magnet pickups?
Yeah. So think of a Duncan distortion type, you know, with a lot of mid-range focus, that kind of crunch. High gain, high output pickup, yeah.
Okay, and so it is geared toward really high gain stuff, or is it also possible to play lower gain or even clean sound?
Yeah, yeah? It is. I mean, you know, you can play. Let me try here to go to a clean sound, switch the channel here. So yeah, obviously, yeah, there's a lot of different tones on it, you know. I mean, I'm using a three-way switch, you know, I would just play a little bit with the neck in the middle position, which is the two coils, so it's good, you know.
Okay. Do you sometimes play with both pickups activated, or it's either neck or bridge pickup?
You mean the middle position?
Yeah.
I use it sometimes for the for clean tones. Yeah, I prefer that. It's cool. But yeah, when I'm using crunch or high gain stuff, it's, you know, obviously bridge and neck. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have one of your star guitar around so we can listen to the active pickups?
Yeah. I have it. Yeah. Give me a second.
All right.
Yeah, sure. All right. So I will try my, oh wait, wrong hand. All right, here it is. All right.
So I suppose there is a very, or is there a big difference in output level between the passive and active pickup, or is it just to get the lowest noise possible?
Well, they're both pretty high output, but they're low noise, you know. So this one obviously is a different thing, you know. It's a different beast. It has a thicker tone, obviously, because of the preamp circuit. But yeah, I mean, it's a low noise pickup, and it's based on an Alnico 5 magnet. That's what I mainly use, you know, that's the one that I've used for years.
Okay.
this, I mean, anybody who has been familiar with my tone the past 10 years, when I used the Duncan, the Fire Blackouts that we had, the model, it's kind of like based on that, but, you know, more mid-range focused. So I did, you know, alterations on the EQ. That was the whole thing behind it. And of course, you know, it's a different wiring for the preamp. You know, on my previous pickup, the preamp was under the volume knob. Now it's not there anymore.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And is there some if people want to buy the pickups, they go straight to your website, so it is direct business only, is that correct, or is it going to be distributed all over the place?
Yeah, well so far we are doing pre-sales through my website exclusively, through blackfirepickups.com. But you know, we are slowly building a small network of dealers who are interested. I believe we're talking to somebody in France already. So nice. I'm hoping that we can have them in some shops in France pretty soon. The goal is to, you know, start small and make small baby steps and build a network around the world where people can find them as well. But of course, in today's world, you can always come to us and buy directly. Yeah.
Okay. And what is your strategy regarding building the pickups? Did you work, I don't know, with a boutique pickup builder, and then you use an offshore capability to produce the pickup? How do you work?
Actually, the guy who's responsible for that is my friend Rob Chapman.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who I've known for many years, and when I was talking to him about my idea for the pickups, he was like, you know, you should do it. He was really kind of like explaining to me his business model he had with Chapman Guitars, and he put me in touch with some of his people. So we make the pickups in a factory in the Far East, and we've been working with them for the last 2 or 3 years. And, you know, these are the people that I work with, and they make me the prototypes, and we go back and forth and, oh, maybe fix this and that. And that's how we do all these alterations. And, that's how it is.
Okay. And, do you have already a price for the two different sets? So the Immortal and the Proteus?
Yeah. The Immortal, retails at 175 euro. Mm-hmm.
That's the passive set.
What's that?
That's the passive set. Yeah, the passive one.
That's the passive, yes. Yeah. And the active Proteus is at 199.
Okay. Pretty nice price. Very cool. So regarding music, you just said before at the beginning of the interview that you were working on an album. So because of the pandemic, is it going to be recorded at your place with a drum programmed and everything, or how do you intend to put it out?
Well, most of it has already been recorded.
Okay.
And we will soon start mixing. I programmed everything. I was planning on programming everything, and I did that, but I ended up working with a drummer out of the UK, and he's great. He contacted me online, and I checked him out. I didn't know him before, and he's a great player, and he had his own studio, and he was able to do his own stuff, and we worked with him, and he so there will be, you know, a real drummer. And nice. Dennis Ward is gonna play the bass again, who played on my last album as well. And yeah, I did all my guitars here in my studio, and Dennis will be mixing the album as well. And I should say that it's all instrumental this time.
Okay, no singer. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No singers this time. Mm-hmm. Just guitars.
Very cool. And any release date, or no release date at the moment?
I think we're looking at fall 2021, but we will be releasing a few singles before. Okay. I'm not sure when the first one was coming out, maybe in 2 months or something. We have to get all the parts now. You know, we have to finish the mixing, mastering. You know how it is, like artwork, photos, videos, that takes a couple of months until we are ready to start rolling out singles. But the music is there, yeah.
Okay, excellent. So if people want to have the latest news, what's the website they should go to?
Well, gusgofficial.com. Mm-hmm. Firewind, for news for Firewind, is firewind.gr. And of course, for the pickups, blackfirepickups.com.
All right, excellent. One very last question, Gus. What is exciting for you at the moment in the music? What is your latest, the latest album you listen to and say, "Wow, this is amazing"?
Oof.
You don't listen to music?
I don't listen to music. What's that? No. A lot of good stuff, man. A lot of good stuff. Nothing off the top of my head. I mean, guitar in the guitar world, there was a lot of great music released the past year, I have to say. My buddy Andy James put out a great album.
Okay.
You know, if you're into metal, stuff like that. Kiko from Megadeth, he put out a great solo
Oh, yeah.
album, which more is more diverse, you know, with more Latin fusion stuff on there. So yeah, these are the two guitar albums that caught my attention a lot. I mean, Joe Satriani put out a great album, but he always puts out great albums.
Yeah. So that
I don't think I've
doesn't
ever heard
count.
a bad Satriani album.
Very true.
Yeah.
All right, Gus, thank you very much for your time. It was great to be able to have you on the show. And I wish you all the best for the release of the Blackfire pickups that people can find at blackfirepickups.com. All right.
Yes, thank you very much.
Can you play us out with a couple of beautiful guitar notes?
Yes, absolutely. I would love
All right, excellent. Thank you very much again for your time, Gus G, and hopefully next time we will be able to meet face to face and do some singing guitar in hand here in the showroom in Paris. All right, deal?
Yeah, that would be nice. Thank you, Pierre.
All right, thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.
Pour le prix d'un magazine, abonnez-vous à la chaîne Guitare pour accéder aux vidéos intégrales. For the price of a magazine, subscribe to the Guitar Channel to access the full videos.